Item 10 is an application for rezoning of 609 Mulvey Avenue under file DAZ-212 of 2008. I have Kristen Thomas registered. Is there anyone else?
A little bit more, but not too much.
Me again.
Welcome.
Thank you. Sorry for that interruption before. I just...
Not at all.
I feel a little bit passionate about myself, so...
No, it's good to care and get involved.
About the community, that's right.
Absolutely.
Well, this is our neighborhood, eh? I'm a Mulveyite myself.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, I see my brother.
700 blocks.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
Very close.
Yeah. Not that I mean, I'm all, you know, all these things are in our neighborhood, you know.
This is beginning to sound like an Italian wedding. Sorry about that. Go ahead. No, it's good. We're not supposed to be too formal, are we?
I actually don't have a lot to add. I didn't really come with anything to present. I'm not sure if you guys have a letter of intent, which kind of explained my thoughts on the issue. Basically, I have property I rent. It's been about 4 years. It's definitely in desperate need of restoration. I just haven't invested in it yet because I really wanted to do something better with it than just putting some new paint on it. So one thing that we, as in me and my brother, have considered in the last year, because the lot is fairly wide, it's a 50-foot lot, which for the area is definitely ample. Yeah. We've gone down the line to consider demolishing it and putting up an R2, so a side-by-side, which kind of takes advantage of the property, and will also, I guess for us, be a better financial investment. And at the same time, we'd actually like to live in it. So that is what we are proposing to do. Next to us, there is also a duplex. In front of us, there's a multi-unit, I think five or six suites down the block as well, there's an apartment block. So the area is definitely full of all sorts of different types of units, multiple units. I think what we're doing is great for the neighborhood and for the street versus what's there right now, especially because it is in need of attention. And then lastly, I guess just in my own opinion, one thing that I brought up, and that's why I spoke in support for the Reyes proposition before, was I do think I've always been a little bit more of a city person, although I love the cottage. But I think there's been such a move to the suburbs and with Waverly Heights and so on and so forth, and everybody's moving to the suburbs, and there's been a lot of urban decay, and I think that's one thing that everybody's trying to fight in recent years. And this is just, I think, a perfect example where the infrastructure is there, everything is there, why not? You know, the room is there, the parking is there. So I guess it's logical in my eyes. Mm-hmm. However, what's logical in my eyes might not be logical in somebody else's eyes.
Did you speak at all to the immediate neighbors about what you're planning yet?
One or two throughout the last year. I guess two in the last year. And they weren't favored for it just because they'd
like to see it improved.
Well, yeah.
Effectively, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a rental place, so sometimes either the grass doesn't get cut in time or just the onus is upon them, and then sometimes I have to go do it.
So is your intention to continue to rent it out, or are you thinking of selling it or moving into it? Or?
Yeah, actually, me and my brother would like to move into it. My brother lives just down the street, but he's had a place there that he rebuilt as well that looks, you know, great for the neighborhood. But that's been about 7 years, so he's, I guess, just looking to do something new as well, and this opportunity came up. And
so you mean you'd each have one half of it?
Yeah.
Jeez, I can't wait to get away from my siblings. To each his own.
We're Italian.
No, that's
it
nice.
Seems like we're not allowed over the family. I don't
that's
know.
Very nice.
Very
okay.
Stringent.
I don't mean to be nosy. I'm just kidding. It's more of an issue of if it's going to be rented out, if it's going to, like, you're taking it from a rental property in the sense to an owner occupied property. So
yes.
That's in the sense of another positive on your side.
Yeah.
It's really what I was starting at. You mean to get so personal?
No problem.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
I don't think I have
any further questions. Is there anyone?
That's that... win?
Yes. Did you have a flag today?
Okay. Great.
All right. Okay. Is there anyone whose name is not being called who wishes to speak to the application? If not,
yeah, that's where we're...
Okay, that's it. You'd like to move the report?
Hey, do you move on. The report, Councilor Gerbasi?
Okay, let me know when you're done.
Councilor Smith, order, please.
I would move that the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I move that the following supporting reasons, namely, that...
He's Italian?
No, that's not the reason. I promise.
Okay.
I move that it'll result in an improved property owner-occupied as opposed to rental. You know, it is increasing density, but there is other examples of increased density on that street. And I think it's something we don't see opposition from the public here today as well. So I'm happy to support it and
all of those
looking forward to some new neighbors.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
I move that the following, I move that this public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor?
And that's it.
Thank you very much. And
yes.
Please note, committee's made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council.
Simple.